On this portion of the morning show, we welcome in school board candidate Steve Lewis, who is running as a write-in in the Ithaca School District. We've heard from some of the other candidates that are vying for the board. There will be five vying for three seats on the Ithaca School Board in the upcoming April 7th election. But we say hello to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Phil. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Good deal. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself for those that don't know.
Yeah, you know, so I was born and raised in the community. I went to Ithaca and graduated back in the 80s a long time ago, then went on to graduate from University of Wisconsin, came back to the family farm, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and, you know, we've been there in the community here for 120 years, so really deep roots here. Past board member, past board president, and five generations deep at that school now.
That's interesting. You were on the board before. You decided to get off and maybe let some younger people run then, I understand.
Yeah, and at that time I was asked to serve on a state board advisory committee for the Department of Ag for produce safety, and that was a pretty time-consuming thing. And, you know, some other boards I was on, and so I'd stepped off at that time, and just some of the things going on now, kind of feel it's maybe my duty to try and come back again.
Oh, we'll talk about that a little bit. First of all, what do you like about the Ithaca School District, Steve?
Oh, man, it's always been such a tight-knit community, you know, where everybody's willing to pitch in. And, you know, I kind of always talk about that bulldog way, you know, where everybody, when you went to school there, you were kind of learned that you got to pitch in and help. And, you know, for things to go on in a small community, you got to step up and do that. And I've always admired that about the community. It's been such a strong community support, the school. And, you know, just admire that how whenever the school has asked, the community has rallied and stepped up.
On the other side, what concerns you right now about the Ithaca School District?
I just think some of the things, you know, maybe the community doesn't feel as they've had as strong a voice as they've had in the past. You know, everybody knows the school districts have gone through a lot of turmoil, a lot of tough times the last few years. And, you know, I think just now we just need to get back and rally around that, you know, that community spirit and that tight-knit community. And I think we just haven't had the time to do it, you know, in the past with these things going on. So I think it's just time that we need to get back and get that strong community values in the school back in there.
What areas do you think they could improve upon, Steve?
You know, I think, you know, maybe communicating to the community a little bit more, you know, and listening and showing that they're you know, willing to listen to the community and concerns that they have. You know, I know there's always issues and there's things, you know, I've sat on both sides of that desk and sometimes it's hard, you know, there's certain things you can't communicate out. But I always think it's very important to make sure that the community and the taxpayers are heard.
You were president once before on the board. Has a lot changed since you were on the board before from what you've seen?
Yeah, you know, of course, as you know, we've had now three new administrations come in, and when administrations come, you know, they have their own views on things, you know, and so policies change a lot, you know. Some of those things, you know, just the environment, you know, it's been tough funding schools, you know, and so a lot of time has been spent on, you know, figuring out how we were going to pass a referendum and keep things going. So there's definitely you know, a lot of the topics that have to be discussed have changed, you know, since I was on the board. And then, you know, the last years I was on the board, we were going into COVID. So, you know, we spent a lot of time having to deal with those things.
But you're a business guy, and, you know, with just trying to balance the budget of a school, that's a big challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we had that referendum that came up, and you went and asked taxpayers, you know, to give a little bit more money. And we're one of the largest taxpayers in our township, in the district, and it's, you know, we feel it as much as anybody, and it's always tough to ask those things. You know, and I think you always have to look and go back to, you know, what's best for the kids, you know. What do we need to do to make sure we have those kids get a strong education and be able to go out and hopefully come back to the community and build those leaders for the future.
Indeed. And then there's always the talk about state funding, you know, per pupil and all those kind of things. And a lot of that has not changed much since you were on the board before.
Oh, no. It's the same as before I got on the board, you know. And those things have just unfortunately stayed stagnant. And nobody wants to hear their tax, you know, property taxes going up. You know, that's nobody wants that. And so, you know, we absolutely have to be very fiscally responsible, you know, and I've heard, talk, okay, you have to run things like a business. Absolutely. But there's different types of business. You know, you don't run a Disneyland the same way you do a steel mill. You know what I mean? And so I think there's a happy medium in there where you're, when you're dealing with the community, you have to have those type of values in there too, and community input. The taxpayer is at the end, they've got the final say.
I know that, being on the board, sometimes it's not always a popularity contest. You have to make some hard decisions and those kind of things. How do you see that maybe changing the attitude of the district and what they think about the school and the board and things like that?
Yeah, and it is always true. And whenever I was on the board, I always tried to go in everything, with an open mind and look at both sides. It's tough, but I think the school board kind of sets the tone of, how we're going to deal with things and look at things. Kind of from the top down, you set that example of, how we're going to deal with the community and how we're going to deal with things inside the school. So I think it's always important to, I always go back to when I first got on the board, there was past board member said, there was always this old board member said, always remember, is it good for the kids when you're taking into consideration of how you're going to vote or how you're going to do things? And I think that's very important to remember.
When the board is voting, is it imperative that you come out, unanimous, or do you like to see those dissenting votes, or how do you look at it?
Oh, absolutely not. I think, that's why we have a 7-person board, right? Otherwise, we just have one. I think it's great to have different opinions, different perspectives, to look at things. A lot of times we'd have these tough decisions and it's like, oh man, I never really thought about that. I've never been on that side of it. And so, there's a lot of decisions you talk about that are 7-0 because they're boilerplate. But there's other things, it's important to have different opinions and express those opinions.
How do you see the district down the road and the future? There's been a little bit of a change going to more technical, some of the hands-on learning that the students are doing. Is that one of the big changes that you see?
Yeah, and I think that's great. This past year I was in, actually a couple years, we had a committee to try and look at what the district needs going forward in the future as far as building projects and plans and that. And so I was on that and got to deal with several staff members and go around and look at other schools and what they have for that. And it's definitely a huge, huge area. It's an area I think that we need to, invest some time and money in to make it stronger, because that's huge. A lot of our students, that's what they're looking to go into, and to serve them, we need to make sure we have those type of things for them to prepare for their future.
So bottom line, why do you want the job, Steve?
Well, I think it's a standpoint right now is, I'd like to see us get back to kind of some of the things that in the past that were really strong. At one point, the district was one of the top school districts in the state for school choice in, and I think that was a huge compliment. And I think we kind of need to reflect back and look at what made us so successful then. And the experience that I have in helping, I think, there's some times here, where we could, reflect back on some things and some past experience and maybe a little calmer times and say what went, were we doing right then, I think I have a very unique perspective from the standpoint of a business owner, 5 generations in the community, and we also have 3 generations of teachers in my family. And so being able to look at it from that perspective too, not only, from the student, from the taxpayer, but, what a staff member, what they go through and that. And so I think that gives me kind of a unique opinion.
I know you made some notes for yourself. Anything else you want to add here this morning?
No, not really. We covered a lot of them, and I think the biggest thing is, like I said, I really think we need to get back to that Bulldog pride. I think the community has always been so strong, and I've admired that. And I just really think we need to pull the community back together and really get involved. And I think, the future can be right for Ithaca.
Sounds good. And you're a write-in candidate, so you're encouraging people to write in Steve
Please
Lewis.
Please write in Steve Lewis, and Lewis is Louis, so please spell that right.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
Yep, thank you, Phil.
Steve Lewis joining us here on this report from WRCO. Again, we've had 4 of the 5 candidates on for the upcoming April 7th election for the Ithaca School Board. 5 people are running for 3 different seats on the board.